Well, the cautious note that was a theme in Northern Hemisphere trade overnight has fed through into the Australian experience in early trade on Friday. Investors are opting for caution ahead of the weekend, and that has seen the ASX 200 fall by as much as 27 points when it was at its lows. The consolation being that now that we're moving into the early afternoon part of the day, we've got the market down by 11 points, or almost a fifth of a percent. So heartening to see that recovery at least, but it seems as though investors are certainly opting for caution ahead of the two-day break. And that all turns around the latest news pulse around the coronavirus. The rate of infection outside of mainland China is a bit of a stumbling block for investors, and that's why money has been moving back into safe havens such as government bonds, and investors are giving regional currencies a bit of a wide berth, particularly the Japanese yen, and that's one of the factors that's weighing on the Aussie dollar as well. But as far as the various sectors are concerned, there's only one that's showing a meaningful improvement, and that's the financials. So the banks are still, having said that, a mixed picture. The Westpac is up by about 1%, but the NAB is down by 0.25%. Mining stocks are a deal weaker. We saw a bit of firmness in iron ore prices in the last couple of days, but that's not helping them today. Fortescue Metals shares are down by 1%, and BHP is down by 0.33%. Energy stocks are also a deal weaker. So there was a nice bump higher for Santos shares yesterday. They were up by around 6%, but they've given all of that back and some. They're down by 8% today. Wesfarmers is taking a decent knock. It's down by around 2%, and Cochlear is down by the most part of 4%. So that would be feeding through into the Chinese story as well. WiseTech Global has had a volatile week, but it's managing a recovery of sorts on Friday. It's been a busy day as far as earnings numbers are concerned. There's been a roll call of them. Shaver Shop is up by 14%, having reported numbers. Soft Furnishings Group, Adairs, is up 5%. Orocobre, the lithium miner, is up 4%, having reported results. Elsewhere, Senex Energy is flat. Infigen Energy up by almost 1.5%. Monash IVF down by about 1.5%, having reported numbers. Ingham's Chicken is down by about 1.2%, and Village Roadshow is down by around 3%. So the Aussie dollar is, again, a good barometer of how the risk appetite is going in regional terms. It's still remaining under pressure at around 66.1 US cents.